This is Ozarks at Large. Reports of lung-related injuries linked to vaping are raising awareness about the potential risks associated with the use of electronic cigarettes. But new research also indicates that vaping may impair oral health. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth, in association with Arkansas Public Media, brings us more.
David Elder, a clerk at Vapor Maven in Fayetteville, takes a deep drag on an electronic cigarette. Exhaling a billow of white vapor, he says he started smoking cigarettes when he was just 12 years old.
Yeah, not the best age to start using nicotine products, but it is what it is. I started vaping probably 6 years ago now. Yeah, about 5 or 6 years.
More smokers like Elder looking to quit have switched to e-cigarettes. Unlike traditional cigarettes that burn tobacco, vaping involves inhaling nicotine-laced liquid vapor using a battery-powered device. But Ahmad Besaratinya, an associate professor of preventive medicine at the University of Southern California, says vaping liquids contain chemicals, flavorings, and additives which may be harmful.
Even low concentration of very potent cancer-causing chemical can have adverse biological effect, and that was what we saw in vapors.
Besaratinya, who's researching the biological effects of e-cigarettes versus smoked tobacco, found that both vaping and smoking cause molecular changes in oral tissue that may lead to cancer.
What was quite striking was that the vast majority of the genes in both vapers and smokers are the ones that are involved in cancer development.
His research is part of a larger grant from the National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research on the long-term effects of vaping and oral health. And his study adds to growing concerns that vaping products may be equally as harmful as cigarettes. Lindy Bolin, MD, is oral health director at the Arkansas Department of Health. He says vaping can lead to major dental problems.
We see the same detrimental effects for oral health as you do with smoking. Smoking brings in a heat substance. Smoke is an irritant. It leads to dry mouth, which increases the formation of dental caries. You see much the same thing with vaping. The propylene glycol is the carrier that's used in vaping, and it breaks down into various types of acids, which can be detrimental to the enamel. It starts to break that down. It also binds up to saliva and moisture, which leads to desiccation of the soft tissue, a condition we call xerostomia or dry mouth. And without the buffering effect of saliva, the mouth stays much more acidic, which can lead to an increase in dental decay.
And recent research from the National Institutes of Health found that electronic vaping devices deliver comparable amounts of nicotine to cigarettes, which is a major contributor to gum disease in the U.S.
One cartridge has as much nicotine as 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes. And nicotine is known as a vasoconstrictor, which results in poor blood flow, just contributes to more periodontal issues.
The study also found an increase of harmful bacteria in the mouth due to vaping chemicals and aerosols. Apatrai Balamurugan, Deputy Chief Medical Officer at the Arkansas Department of Health, says despite growing evidence to the contrary, vaping continues to be marketed as a healthy alternative to smoking.
They are creating this phenomenon that, well, it's not as harmful. It doesn't have 100-plus ingredients which are harmful to health, but it does have 10. There is no product in history where it was like 2% used in 2010. In 2018, it's almost 22%.
At the Northwest Arkansas Family Dental Clinic in Fayetteville, dentist Wade Kiefer says he's seeing more patients who are using vaping products.
I would say some patients used it as a healthier alternative to smoking. I think that's kind of how it might have been pushed when it came out. Over the years, we've had some young people, but then some people who switched thinking it might be a better alternative to traditional tobacco cigarettes.
But he says that's not true.
Nicotine is still one of the major ingredients in the e-cigarettes, and the nicotine itself ends up causing blood constriction problems in the gums and other issues. So we're seeing some gum recession, we're seeing gum disease still caused by the e-cigarettes.
Kiefer says new research verifies what he's observing in patients who vape.
it's pretty clear that it's not safe. The gums slough a little more maybe than the tobacco cigarettes. You'll see a little bit of sloughing with it. It gets dried out and there's no blood flow to it. So imagine your outer layer of skin just kind of peeling away. But it's generally the same type of effects that you see with tobacco cigarettes.
He believes changing the narrative that vaping is safer than smoking is critical, and that dentists can help educate the public.
You know, it's really just building relationships with people. Find someone you trust. You know, your doctor-patient relationship needs to be that. It needs to be a relationship where you get to express your concerns and fears and hear theirs, and just you have to have someone you trust to be on your side, and so that's what we hope to do for our patients.
The Arkansas Department of Health is working to combat this knowledge gap regarding the health risks of vaping through the agency's revamped Be Well Arkansas program.
It's a rebranded tobacco cessation quit line. And what we have added is counseling for kids 13 years and older as part of the our quit line program. And it's offered both over the phone and in person at our local health units across the state. So young kids as young as 13 or above, if they are interested in quitting tobacco use, including e-cigarettes, can call the Be Well Arkansas number or visit one of our local health units where we have tobacco treatment specialists who can counsel them and get them weaned off and abstain from using it.
Back at e-cigarette shop Vapor Maven, David Elder says he hasn't seen any of these bad effects from vaping. If anything, he says, the switch from cigarettes improved his oral health and even helped him regain his sense of taste.
If anything that I noticed, it was just like how much everything tasted better. So I ended up gaining a lot of weight after I quit smoking because everything I ate tasted better. So, but no, I can't really think of any like negative effects necessarily.
Still, Elder believes it's important for all tobacco users to be realistic about the health impacts of vaping products.
But you do kind of have to account for the fact that you're like inhaling massive clouds of vapor. So it's just something I think you kind of just have to be a little educated on, a little weary of, and just take kind of precautions and take better care of yourself.
For Arkansas Public Media in Fayetteville, I'm Daniel Carruth.
Support for this series on oral health in Arkansas comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, working to increase access to dental care in the state and improve the oral health of all Arkansans.